Well, years ago, in about 1988, I heard Bob Peterson, the president and CEO of IBP at the time, give a speech at the Kansas Livestock Association meeting. That was my first clue as a cattle feeder that we were playing in a fool's game, that the big meat packers had decided to cooperate rather than compete. And Bob Peterson basically warned us at that meeting that if we didn't get the other big packers to give up their captive supplies, which is the cattle they own or control outside of the market, that they were going to do something. And so he was going to be just like the other packers if something didn't change. Well, we didn't do anything. And by 1990, he was back again saying, hey, we did it. It's called the formula, which is, in terms of captive supply, is a brilliant business decision, but totally destructive to the marketplace. And since then, we've continued to lose money as a cattle producer of what consumers spend for beef. Our share continues to decline because of this massive market power between the ranch and the consumer's plate, and that's the big meat packers and processors and big retailers. By 1996, I decided to file a lawsuit along with 9 other cattle producers against IBP for anti-competitive practices. That went to court finally in 2004. But by 1999, the big packers had blackballed my feedlot. I had 14,000 head in a 12,000 head feedlot because I couldn't get them sold. The Secretary of Agriculture, rather than enforcing the antitrust laws that would have restored market competition, told me that because of globalization, we needed big packers that could do business globally. And he called ConAgra and Greeley, now JBS, and asked them, or basically ordered them, to buy all of my cattle, at which time I shut down. So, yeah, I've had the boot of big agribusiness on my neck. I'm thinking back, 1988, that's 30 years ago. We've been in this battle for 30 years trying to fight for a fair price for farmers and ranchers. And the fact is, big business is now bigger than government, bigger than our president, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump doesn't have the horsepower, obviously, to address this problem. So we've got the Farmer Fair Practices Act that Congress passed and USDA was supposed to implement. Well, President Trump's Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, a longtime friend of big agribusiness, is refusing to implement those rules that would help restore some competition back to the marketplace. At this time, our markets are so highly concentrated that you can't have competition. You can't have competition without competitors. There's just so few buyers left.
What would you like President Trump to do, and how then would his steps, if taken, would that turn this thing around, in your opinion?
Well, it's hard to turn around without competitors, like I said, but what I'd like to see President Trump do is adopt those Farmer Fair Practices Act rules, which basically makes big meat packers treat cattle producers and cattle feeders and sellers of livestock more fairly. In the poultry realm, it makes poultry, the contracts that poultry growers sign with these big integrators, hopefully should make them more fair. The Farmer Fair Practices Act is a seriously watered down version of what we actually need if you want to restore competition. What it really is going to take, if you want to get serious about it, is you have to break up the big meat packers.